Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
What a privilege it is for us to come, just like Mary, to sit under your feet and to receive your infallible word. Father, we give you the glory for your loving kindness and tender mercies to ascend on the cross in the person of Christ and to die for our sins. Your blood is speaking better things than that of Abel. This morning we are here not to see anybody or anything but the Christ. Reveal Jesus, Holy Spirit, unto us. May he be the light of our path and the lamp on our feet. Give us wisdom by the Christ. Teach us to number our days so that our hearts will be inclined unto wisdom. Open our eyes to the revelations and to the dimensions that are in Christ. Bring us to the place of illumination that we will not be novices of your word. Holy Spirit, grant us the grace to grow and bear forth fruits of repentance, righteousness, and eternal life in the precious name of Jesus. May we become the catalyst and also the revivalist of the end time move and become ambassadors of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. May we be the pointers and also the personification of the word that has been preached and not just signboards. May we never be cast away. May we never miss the mark. Show us your glory. We will be careful to bring you all the glory. Let your word heal, deliver, restore, restitute, replenish, bring your people to the place where they ought to be in the precious name of Christ Jesus. I bless you that you are at work in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Clap your hands, give God the glory. Are you clapping? Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. It is my joy to receive all of you in the presence of the Lord. And we give God the glory for all the people that have joined us by television, radio, and online. It is also an honor that you came with your children to be able to also receive from the presence of God and also from the throne of God. I bring you kingdom greetings in the name of Jesus. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the hand and the grace of God will be our portion even as we build up. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. My name, Kofi Odru. I'm going to be with you from now until top of the hour. It's my joy also to let you know that we are transmitting live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We're live on Amazon and GM Television and also Facebook, YouTube, podcast, and also on Obatampa Radio 92.5 FM in Kasua and its environs. Good morning to all of you. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, sir, we want, we seek, we require, we desire, we have a quest to see and know the Christ and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Atreya me kinkan chire wi mi yifri Yohane nsempa tire dumie no yimu aye tio no ene tio no eba ko atire no etifi no se enkwa ifri owu mo se hela fobi wonu mo wa ba fashion asene mo so wa ba sore wonu wa ba Philip wa wo free beside wa Galilea ninje obe kachire ne se wa wura ye pese ye wonu Yesu wa ba Philip wa wo free beside wa Galilea ninje be kachire ne se wura ye pese ye wonu Yesu have been ready with that. Let me move further and read arguably the most relevant verse of scripture or verse of the text of the word of the Lord in this particular time in which we live in Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. Luke chapter 21 verses number 34 to 36. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, for us as it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. When I look at the devastation of the tornado that hit America just this past week, it brings me to mind of some of the things that the Bible talks about. When I saw some of the pictures, I told Nene, I said, look carefully at what is on the screen. And I said to her, when we quote and we make mention of scriptures like Isaiah chapter 40 verse 1 and 2, where the Bible talks about the glory of man and everything that humankind can build up or bring. In verse number 2, the Bible talks about in Isaiah chapter 40, he says, speak ye comfortably unto Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, and she had received the Lord's hand double for her sins. But this same, if you go further to verse number 5, he epitomizes this particular scripture in 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 24. The 24th verse, the Bible says that all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. In my language, interestingly, he says in this particular, if he say, and he does not segment or solidify them. The people that are at the upper class, the middle class, the lower class, the intermediary class, the celebrities, presidents, heads of states, prophets of God, apostles, and all that. On Tuesday, whilst I was paying tribute to Reverend Anthony Kwajobuache, I said in that tribute, I said, isn't it interesting that somebody is announcing the 1 week celebration of Sofobuache? Somebody that you don't know is announcing Sofobuache's 1 week. That's humbling. That's very humbling. Then I went on further to say, if you drew me, Obi ba announce me 1 week. Same to you. Obi ba announce me. It's interesting, isn't it? And honestly, it's not only interest, it's humbling. And so I want to thank God for your life and everything that you have been able to achieve. I thank God for your degrees. I bless God for what you hold. As a matter of fact, I give God the glory for what you have been able to build. Yesterday we had the privilege of welcoming new grad ones. As a matter of fact, we have sons and daughters of this house who also graduated yesterday from the University of Ghana, Lagos. It was so a beautiful picture. The scenery was just an amazing thing. As you can see, you raise up a child and the child goes and climb the ladder of academia and has been graduated. What an achievement. Every parent that attended that graduation was so proud. They have been able to achieve something. Interesting. But the achievements, as he puts it, was in a nipenu enyam na to say a wira ni hwire. Enu enyam ni na to say a wira ni hwire ntiyeye. Enu enyam ni na to say a wira ni hwire. A wira ne she na a hwire ne to say degrees enu a omobo onura no ebepo. I told him, I mercy that when I went to her house to dedicate house, beautiful house, to dedicate the house, he took me to a section, a segment where all her awards that she has won in the music ministry have been arrayed and aligned and beautifully. You know, I said to her, I said, congratulations, my darling. But one day, the head of your family will throw all these things into the bin. Because he wouldn't know what to do with it. It's the truth. So on Sunday like this, it calls for a sober reflection. I mean, everybody who is watching and listening to me should be able to understand the cause. And sometimes when you are preaching like this and you're presenting the discourse of God's word like this, sometimes people may feel like, you know, you are disdaining hard work and you are disdaining the pursuit of life vigorously. You are preaching against Modimbo. Yeah. But maybe let me take my time a little bit this morning to typify the balance of the preaching of God's word. Maybe let me take my time a little bit and segment. Pastor Steve, come from the back. Let me use you as a point of contact to be able to typify what I want to say. So far, Ferdinand, you also come. You may be seeing the church. Let me welcome all our friends from around the world. And I give God the glory. And can we clear the altar very quickly for me? And let's do this. This is Prophet Steve Amwako, man of God. Come here. This is Pastor Ferdinand Addo. Pastor Steve Amwako, I'm going to use him as an illustration to you. Everything that is here is pertaining to eternal life. Just like the Bible said in Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 1. Follow me carefully. Colossians, the third chapter and the first verse. The Bible said, if you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated, where Jesus is seated, you know, on the right hand of God. And in the second verse, he makes it even increasing. He says, set your affections. Now, he is not even dealing with, you know, your focus and your pursuit. He is now dealing with what you like and what you don't like. What do you desire? Set your affections on things that are above and not on the earth. And so, this is above. Follow me carefully. I'm taking my time in my preamble so that when we take off, you know, and we are cruising, you will not miss it. This is above. Then he makes it, interestingly, go back to verse number, okay, it's all right. In verse number 2, he said, not on things on the earth. So Pastor Ferdinand represents the earth. The earth. What's your name, sir? Come, sir. Stand here. Even in above, over there in above, there is a section that has been split into two. In the above, according to Daniel chapter number 12 and verse number 2, the Bible makes a very strong submission. He said, many of them that die, put it in GNT so we can be able to get there, many of those who are already died will live again. Some will enjoy eternal life and some will suffer eternal damnation and disgrace. So even in above we have eternal life and eternal damnation. Dear, above Nini, I become born again, Kofi Udru. I am living on earth. According to Job chapter number 14 and verse number 1, the Bible said a man that is born of a woman is for a few days and full of trouble. So I have been born unto trouble. And the Bible made it that in iniquity my mother gave birth to me. So every man that is born of a woman is born into sin. But the Bible makes it very clearly, for this reason the Son of Man was revealed, that he might take away the sins of the world. So Jesus Christ, according to Romans chapter 3 verse number 23 and 24, he makes a submission in God's word. He said, for all of us, including the people that are born this morning, have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Almighty God. Interesting verse 24, he said, being justified freely by the grace of God through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8 through verse number 10. The Bible said from verse 8 of Ephesians chapter 2, he said, but for by grace we are saved through faith, that it is not myself, it is the gift of God. In verse number 9, he goes further and talk about, not by my works, lest I should boast. And then in the 10th verse, he said, for I am the workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. In what? In what? In what? In what? In into good works. He's talking about good works that are in Christ. So confused, I have become born again. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10 verse 9, if I will confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe with my heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, I will be saved. And therefore in verse number 10 he said, with the mouth or with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible said, if we confess our sins unto God, he is faithful, he is just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Focus please and let us work. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 4, he makes a submission in God's word. The Bible said, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth against the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. In the 5th verse, the Bible said, and you know that he was manifest to take away our sins. In the 6th verse, look at this. Interestingly, he said, whosoever abided in Christ sinned not, and whosoever sinned has neither seen Christ nor does not know Christ. So in the 7th to the 9th verse, he said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. And in the 8th verse, he goes further and said, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. Hey, nobody can say that me, I don't belong to anybody. The sinner is of the devil. Interesting. Now I know what power sin. The power behind sin. He that sinned is of the devil. Very interesting. What a submission. What a submission. He that sinned is of the devil. Jesus, in one of his submissions, made a statement. He said, you are of your father the devil, for the devil from the beginning is first sent or first light. Obia within Trubia is an indication that they are also worthy of any sin. They will always have to cook a story. Always have to cook a story. And their mind is so smart, Kojo, to the point that they don't forget the stories. Cheaters, they are smart. They are just like criminals. Criminals are not stupid people. Criminals are very intelligent people with a twisted mind. Very intelligent with a twisted mind. And so when you go to the Ghana Police School, they teach psychology. The reason is because the criminal uses this psyche. Therefore, the police school or police college dissect the mind of the human person and be able to go into your reasoning faculty and the chambers to be able to understand how the criminal thinks. There, Pastor Steve and Godfred, correct, are above. Kofi Odra have come to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and my personal Savior, but I'm living on earth. Come closely. Come closer. I'm living on earth. You know, I am here, but my destination will be there. Because life is a journey. I am in a journey as I'm in life. Whilst I was a kid growing up, you know, my mother fed me, father fed me, you know, morning, afternoon, evening. I neither had to think of anything in life. My clothes, somebody took care of it. My bills, somebody paid for it. Whilst I was growing up, then they showed me to responsibility. Two words put together, response and ability. So responsibility is my ability to respond positively to a charge or a challenge that is coming to me. Ladies and gentlemen, whilst I am here, that is why they took me to school or they took me to any skill training. Because a day will come, I will have to assume the payment of the bills. I will have to assume my own responsibility. The Bible said that the heaven of heavens belongs to the Lord, but the earth he has given unto the sons of men. In other words, whilst I am on earth, I will have to subdue, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, you know, and have dominion according to the word. That is the glory that God gave to Adam. When he missed it, he made sure that he restituted it by Jesus Christ. And so anybody who received Christ, according to John chapter 3, verse number 15, the Bible said very clearly that everybody who believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Look at verse 18. He said in verse 18, he that believes on Christ is not condemned, but he that does not believe on him is already condemned. Now, I stand here, I am living on earth. Whilst I am here, just like the guys that were graduated yesterday, TAE, I need a degree. I need an education. If I don't get education, I need some skill training. But all this while, Job 14, verse 5, Psalm number 90, verse 10, up to verse 12, they are all still in the picture. So when I look at Psalm number 90, Psalm 90, and verse number 10, because just upon look at how God's word puts it, he said the days of our years, you know, are 70 years. By reason of strength, it goes up to 80 years. And even that, the pride of it is sorrow, and it is cut off quickly, and we fly away. Look at verse 11. In this verse, he said, who knoweth the power of your anger? Even according to thy fear, so is your wrath. That is for another day. And then he said in verse number 12, so teach me to number my days. In other words, I have days. Psalm 39 verse 4, he said, let me know my end. That's the enemy where we are, and the measure of my days. Job chapter number 24 verse 23, he says something. Listen to what he said. He said, though it be given unto him to dwell safely, whereon he rested, yet the eyes of the Lord are upon their ways. In the 24th verse, look at this. He said, they are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low, and are taken out of the way as all other, and are cut off from the top of the ears of the corn. In other words, my days which I will live upon the earth are numbered. But I'm in a journey. Whilst I'm in a journey, I meet the day later, I marry her, I pursue a degree, I travel to America, I am doing business, I travel to China, but I am still in a journey gravitating towards here. Aha! And somewhere! Then somewhere will determine where you will rest here. And somewhere, sometimes, a boss can be able to fix you in a job in government work. But the thing you will do here will determine where you go here. I'm telling you. Pastor Jeffrey was preaching the other day, Jeffrey Quinson was preaching the other day and said, what Nyash cannot do does not exist. What Nyash cannot do does not exist. People have used Nyash to change grades, used Nyash to get positions, even in church. If people cannot use it, how can somebody make a wheel and the church of Jesus Christ is in the wheel? When I am not dead, the church belongs to my son. Nonsense. How can the church belong to your son? When I'm not dead, my wife is there. They give the church to my wife. I remember one bishop when he died and the wife said, this church belongs to me. I said, even we have not said the church belongs to us. How come the church belongs? He said, because my husband started the church. My theme for this morning is put your house in order. If there is the putting of house in order, it should begin from the church. Put your house in order. I'm telling you, in this particular dispensation, we really want to see Jesus. Put your house in order. The Christ is coming with his reward to give unto every man according to their works. But it's sad that even the pursuit in church does not seek to see the Christ. Put your house in order. Very strange. The people here, while they pursue a degree, they come to a realization upon the earth, interestingly, they are going to join clubs and societies here. Because there are clubs and societies, like the gym, like, tennis club, like golf club, and all that. And whilst they are here, they will pursue many things, like, they get into investments and also. And sometimes the pursuit of money can take you into greed and those kind of things. Whilst you are gravitating towards here, it will determine whether you are here or there. Eternal life or eternal damnation. Jesus in your life will also determine where you go here. Your ticket on Christ determines. But interestingly, how can somebody have Jesus Christ in their life and still be deep in the pleasures of this world? Now the world and the system has all turned into some kind of it's everything in the world now is normal to be in us. World now is in the heart of man. When we accepted Christ as Savior, everything of the world, we rejected it. Because the scriptures taught on those premises. You are here, but you will be ending up here. If what I'm saying is not true, Bishop Bob Hoxham should be with us. Bishop Anoye Bua should be with us. Bishop Rex Odom should be with us. If what I'm saying is not true, there are people who have died, like my father Kwesi Amwaku. Today is the 26th of March. 26th of March. 31 years ago, Francis Amwaku was buried today. 31 years ago. Today, who was more powerful than that? When the late Flight Lieutenant Rawlings at the State House, it brought a lot of questions to mind. Who we are dumbbending my saying? And so whilst we are here, no matter how the houses, how the cars, we are still on a journey. But interestingly, the world have made it very nicely so that you should forget this place. When I'm talking about eternal, forget about here. The world will make you believe that there is no journey to take. That is why we have plans of permanency here. Mama wa mu yule mfri ha. Emu wama mkai wa sura hini yino. Emu wama mkai sa ketu ya waho. Emu wama mkai sa uwo waho. Emu wama mkai sa atemu wa waho. Ma wama nyi wama nikule mfri Yesu neso. Oh yeah. And so when you read Romans chapter 1 verse number 28, that is one of the most dangerous verses in the Bible. The Bible said, and even as they did not want to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. I would like to read this in different versions. In this version, the Bible said, because these people refuse to keep in mind the true knowledge about God, he has given them over to corrupted minds so that they do things that they should not do. In another version, look at this. He says, since they didn't bother to acknowledge God, God quit bothering them and let them run loose. And the next version, he says, since they thought it foolish to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never be done. In another version, look at this. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God or consider him worth as their creator, God gave them over to a deprived mind to do the things which are improper and impulsive. In my language, the Bible said, interestingly, now said ye when mu se wakura onyankupo e wo nim die munte onyankupo e yi woma adwea emfra se wonya die emfata. This, I want to ask, go back to the King James Version. The people that graduated from University of Ghana, Legon, congratulations to all of them, including the sons and daughters of this house who graduated. Let me ask a question. In the knowledge that you have acquired, is God part of that knowledge? I want to ask a question. Since they did not want to retain God in their knowledge, I want to ask the Republic of Ghana and the Parliament of Ghana, is God part of your knowledge? And anytime I mention God, I am referring to Christ. The Bible said, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So anytime I refer to God, I'm referring to Jesus, the Christ. You know, I want to ask Parliament of God, do you know Christ? I want to ask cabinet, when you sit down with the president of Ghana to talk about national matters and issues? Is God part of your consideration? I remember many years ago when the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams stood on the altar and lifted prayer and called on the name of Jesus and said, I command the city to rise. Come and listen to nonsense that people talked about. Instead of you to work, the people said, instead of you to work, the preacher is calling for the city to rise. This tells me how godless this country is. And yet, to the point and said, you kwa wiyirania huchirimua, na yeboe uradidini. The preacher, the man of God, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, stood and said, I command the city to rise. And people are talking nonsense. You don't want the city to rise. It will remain in the gutter. It will remain in the gutter. You don't want it to rise. It will remain in the gutter. Godless, because the people have rejected Christ. But you have forgotten that the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. Whether you like it or not, Christianity is not a religion. In Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number, he talked about Isaiah 9 and verse number 5. When he started, he said, for every battle of a warrior is with a confused noise and the garment rolled in blood, but this will be with a burning and fuel of fire. In the fifth verse, the Bible says, for unto us a son is born, a child is given. His government, not his religion, his government will be upon his shoulders. Who told you that Christianity is all about religiosity? Governance. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, he said, by me kings reign. By me kings reign. As we stand here, I want to tell you, we want to see Jesus and the power of his resurrection. We present Jesus Christ, the answer to the troubles of the world. We call you to put your house in order and get back in line and come to the Christ, the bread of life, the way, the truth, the life. You want life? It's Jesus. You miss a measure. This is why we don't see the glory of God. That the Christian struggles so much to get. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. If you do what is good, who can fight against you? Who can harm you? This by this scripture, I know that put it in my language. Look at this. Was it interestingly? He said, Nase mudi papechia. Why in a behamo? Why in a two edru binyam? Why in a boodie be ye? Why in a do faquetic ones will be ye? There are Christians sitting here who fear a convo. There are Christians because ye have done it a near Christopher. There are many people here who have never fasted the whole year. And they have not fasted for a very long time. We have lost the basics of Christianity. This is the reason why from tomorrow, the 27th of March 2023, we are starting what we call Golgotha. This is Jesus celebration, Golgotha 2023. From tomorrow, the 27th to the 9th, which is Easter Sunday, 14 days of fasting and prayer. We are receiving in this house Prophet Ebenezer Akonai, first time coming into this house. Apostle Paul Daniels, first time coming to this house. Prophet Dominic Usu Anto is joining myself and mine today as we fast and as we pray. Let me look at even our brothers, the Muslims, have started their 30 days. 30 days. 30. Children are part of 30 days. Muslims are on a 30-day fast. We come to church and we are in a hurry to go. The preacher is preaching and the church member is watching his time. The point is, we don't even have time for God. Somebody said that, well, today I can't come to church. I need to go and check some business deals and see how it will go. The things of God, we have rejected it. How many people read their Bibles, did their quiet? When you are a son, a child of God, and you don't even know your rights, you don't know your rights, a dear year, what dear, you'll be begging for it. Put your house in order. It's so shocking and even amazing when I look, you know, Ubinya BB, and then suddenly we forget what God is doing in our lives and start envying other person and talking nonsense to God. Look at what God has done for you and be grateful. Focus on your assignment instead of you carrying yourself on other people. Usho will be. It will feel like God has done nothing for you. But my darling, there are too many things to be grateful for. You are alive. You can breathe. You can talk. You can sleep. You can eat. You can swallow. You can wee-wee. And God is a good God. Serious. And so whilst I bring my message to a close, let me say this to God's people. The judgment of God will begin from his house. Jesus Christ is the people, the reason you have missed Jesus. Forget about the preacher. If you miss Christ, it's so sad. I have sat apart in and I have seen certain people die. And when the people that, and you know, I saw very interesting scenarios. You can see a very big preacher who dies, and the people can cry like some headless, hopeless chickens. Because we have made the preacher our God. And this is why when you call the pastor to pray for you and he does not pick up, you are offended. So when will you learn to serve God for yourself? When are you going to know Jesus for yourself? You have been coming to church for all this while. Jesus said, follow me. He didn't say, follow the man. Follow me. We are just ushers. You see the way, whilst you came into the service, there were ushers or protocol people that ushered you into the house of God. That is how all the men and women of God are. We are ushers. We are ushers in God's kingdom. We usher people into the presence of God. Can you have the seat, please? Can you sit here, please? Can you go there, please? That is our job. To bring you to Christ. So they did not want to retain God in their memory. And so now, when you preach about the cross, it's nonsense. Just like, you know, the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 18. Yeah, the message of the cross is nonsense and foolishness to the people who are perishing. You know, but to the people that are saved, it is the power of God. Put it in GNT. Let me read it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 18, he said, for the message about Jesus' death on the cross is nonsense to those who are being lost. If I go to Kweu on Easter Friday, whilst people have come to chill with their girlfriends, and I shout, Jesus is your Savior, somebody will shout and say, for himself, for the free, so cry. I will so cry. Who that? Is it Kofiud? Is it come out for there? And I have saw me. I ain't crying you. Yet the male friend crying, but he didn't send go care. Mwabedrua. Yeah, I did Jesus, but yeah, but bro. People have become fake. And the sad thing is that we who says we have seen the light have seen, you know, ourselves as the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We are liars. We are hypocrites. We are upa jafun to her. We won't say in the sacra. Upa, leave your iPhone 14 on your chair and come here like you are coming to give an offering. I will let you know that there are people here who came on operation. I'm serious. We were shocked, my father. We were shocked last Wednesday when one of our daughters, our online members who lives in Holland, came back home and said, you know, as a matter of fact, when she took the microphone to share her testimony, she said, I bless God for all the wonderful things that the Lord has done. I wouldn't want to give details, and gave the microphone and went to sit down. Whilst I was ministering, I mentioned something. The lady got up, came back and said, Papa, can I say something? Took the microphone and said, I love your ministry from Holland. I follow because I want to hear pure gospel and truth. I followed your ministry to Ghana with my husband. We came to Alabaster. But somebody in Alabaster snatched my husband. Somebody, and this is the second time I am hearing that. Somebody in Alabaster snatched my husband, and therefore I decided when I came and I saw this person, anytime I come to Alabaster and I see this person, my heart is crossed. So I have stopped Alabaster. I rather will come to Forest and Bible case here and come and pray and go home. Because I met a husband snatcher. The second person who told me that, also in Forest and Bible case here, I met this young beautiful lady who said, my husband has run away and left myself and my son for 9 months. We don't know where he is. You call him, he doesn't pick you. You know, we don't know where he is. One day, I was watching you on Dan Kwansam on television. Suddenly, my husband and his girlfriend appeared on Dan Kwansam in Alabaster. So now, you should know where I am coming from. Never be deceived that the people that are here are all Christians. That is a lie. I'm seriously telling you. This is why I tell the people, when you come here, take your bag. If you want peace, and if you want joy in the Holy Ghost, take your bag and go. Ubika hello, sister. Please. See you later. Please. May the Lord be with you. Ubika hello. Please, please. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord be with you. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. I didn't hear me in casa. Talk to God. Show them the way of salvation. And so the Bible said, aha. The last time I was driving with Dede, we saw a lady wearing a dress. And she was wearing this booty outfit. I don't know how you call it. A tour. Nikanoa yesheno. Minim said ye tear because Mashibita. Oh yeah. Mishibi wa National Theater. Ansana makafu yi ebe she. Adia ye illustration. Na me ma she. So ma she bida. Di min nimsa di ubi sha etie. And then I said today, ubi anyamia blessing or with physique, with hips, with butts and all that. When you see the naturality, you can see it. And omunso akowo wo apompe adenye maji unonso a shape no omo eye ade no omo adwene no um shape no design outline omo nye too good artistically oh yeah we must oh uja kwa u pia as a matchro because a matchro that the idea ya jena you know me. And the Mranti and our area, oh, nah, Charlie, hey, Mranti, bro. Mranti, mo, bro. Mranti, bro, Miss Wobby, to me, your sister, no, oh, good, nah. Hey, Mranti, mo, bro. Mranti, bro. Mranti, bro. And cook while we are, say, one more, what care would I do, no, when you're wanting for Mranti, bro. Emrantie bre me se sa bre ni nti wan we ya ye koduru ha ebe hu. And here, this is where you make friends, you make family, you make nice relationships and ugly relationships, because people will hurt you, they will betray you, people will backstab you, people will resent you here on earth. But your reaction will determine. The Bible said in Galatians chapter 5, I finish with it. They that are living on earth, in verse number 24, they which are in Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections. Flesh comes with affections and lust. Put yours in order. Life is not all about money. I'm telling you. Life is not all about money. Some people feel everything can be bought. You can buy the things of God. You can buy Ghana Police Service. You can buy Ghana Medical Association or whatever they call it. You buy whatever. And because if you feel everything is money. A day will come. You will stand before the judge of your life and you can't bribe him. There will be no money to bribe him because money does not apply. Put your house in order. Put the scripture back. I want to show you something. If you are not careful, the flesh, affections, and lust will take you to hell. Be careful. You are in church. You have accepted Christ. This is why I tell you, when we are courting and we are in our courtship process, you don't cook for a man. You don't wash for a man. You don't sleep in a man's house. Sin is by exposure. And also, righteousness is by exposure. What you are exposed to is what comes to you. When I go, to, you know, like I'm not married today and I'm caught in her and I sleep in her house. And, you know, that is one of the dangers confronting the church right now. Cohabitation. Living with a man who is not married to you. Now, we don't care about marriage. We call it my partner. Who come in, and when you come into the prayer meeting, it's the partners that are breaking. We break the head of Satan. Break ahead of Satan. I wish you can understand the spirit realm. What works there? If there is something Satan knows very well to do, is to keep rank. Satan is in order. Not as in confusion as most of the Christians and most governments in this world. Satan understands order. Rank and file. Hierarchy. Satan understands that. So if somebody is seated in Christ far above principalities and powers, Satan does not break ranks. They And he knows with his kingdom and his cohorts that you don't come in your own power. You come in the name of Jesus. And that is a rank that he can't break. If a person shouts in the name of Jesus, they are using an account that is not yours. God has made you an additional card holder by the premise of Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the one that we don't even mention again. Jesus Christ, the man or the God who have been pulled out of the pulpit. Jesus Christ, one day you will stand before Jesus Christ. One day Jesus Christ will bring your works into judgment. Jesus the Christ. You can clap your hands. And so Kofi Odro, yesterday, I close with this. Yesterday, I had the privilege to be with my mother, Mama Dora Amoakon, the wife of my late father, Evangelist Francis Kwesi Amoakon. And whilst we were speaking, Dede was with me, whilst we were speaking, I asked her, so I said, Mama, when you followed my father to travel all around the country and even travel around the world, when you went to London, when you went to Germany, when you went to places, there were so many things that did not exist in your time. There was no internet. There was no phones. There were, you know, no civilization like now we see it. You know, not their knowledge had not increased the way. There were no better equipment, speakers like what I have for our crusades. You know, there were no better things like platforms and lights. You know, there were no better things like, you know, there was no streaming on the internet. He never preached, and whilst he was preaching, he went on television. There was nothing like that. And I'm asking her, so how did you make that impact? How did you make without all these things? And then my mother started talking to me about basics. Devotion to God. Commitment. Faithfulness to the service of God. Not this wakadri subaina. Asofo bibriaya peyenya papa. Fanya papa. And I look at our level of greed and our greed for fame and money. The woman of God said our focus was not that. We didn't follow most of the things that you people want to follow. And same thing when you speak to my mother, Christy Dotete, who has been in ministry for 46 years. You know, they will tell you the basics. Follow Christ. Don't give yourself to the people. The people will hail you. The people will push you. And if you are not careful, you will walk out of the will of God. Strange things. When you speak to people like that, you know, to people like Reverend Stephen Stanley Mensah, when you speak to people like Apostle Jim, when I speak to people like my pastor, Reverend Wilberforce, who have served the Lord for years. I met a woman who is 126 years in my hometown. After I had preached in a memorial service, a lady called and said, "Sofono mi pesame nene kasa." I rushed to the woman. They were sitting next. I took a chair and sat before the woman. And I said, "Awoma tisa wuna wedi infrishia wuna wumfie ko enimu ukruimo ose ane. Edi infrishia wa hania diununsia." And I'm saying, "Minim se nyame na aya osa nemum. Edi maybe on ma aya wasa siswe timi ma. Tell me some of those things." The first thing the woman talked about, Nukre. First thing. The moment she mentioned truth, instantly I knew she was talking about Jesus. The Bible said he is the way, the truth, the life. Then the woman said to me, "Enibre, covetousness, ema we nimiri ubi adieta. Obechewa azazizo. This woman was speaking to me. And then the last thing she said to me, she said, "I have never been to school, but I have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. You will not believe." She said to me, she said, "My grandchildren, the people that came out of me, you see them on television, you see them, you know, talking on radio. They are all over the internet and all over the world. I have not been to school, but I have produced scholars. Wow. Now we have people who don't last. 31 dead, 25 dead, because ye muadie. Ye muadie. What boomo? What boomo? We don't respect! And we don't respect anybody. To be Gina, you know, your hand can see any man, and they die like dogs. Die like dogs. Put your house in order. Quickly put your house in order and come back to your first love that is in Christ. Put your house in order quickly. Put your house in order. The house is in too much disarray. Jesus is calling this morning. Put your life, put your heart all in order. One day, the people living here will migrate here. And when they get here, they will come and appear before a judgment seat. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. They will appear before a judgment seat. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 12. I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God, and the books will be opened. The books will be open. Then Jesus, according to John chapter 5, verse 22, would determine where Kofiodru spends eternity. Whether here or here. Whether heaven or hell. Whether in eternal life or eternal condemnation. May you not miss it. May you not miss it. The people are following all kinds of craziness here. Ye wire free nyame ne hunnim de ye yi nyame hunnim de. You go to schools now, they have abolished even prayer. In the United Kingdom, there is no prayer. South Africa, they have cancelled prayer in school. They go to school, no prayer. Everybody, hey, go to your class. No prayer. The knowledge of God is gone. This is why you can see SS students can insult the president of Ghana. In imprintable words that I cannot repeat. Because there is no knowledge of God. Abraham said that Sarah was his sister because the next verse, the Bible said, for the fear of God was not in that land. When the fear of God is not in that land, anything goes. That is why, Ghana, you now have stripper nightclubs. I mean, when I say stripper nightclubs, you will go to a nightclub where every woman is naked as naked. And people are with their phones. They have paid to come and see naked women. Asasina bunyinya, idia bobo. Enuntina. Your scholars, your best brains are struggling to bring results. Buzia, Enkroma, Echampong, Ankra, Efrifa, Ekufu. Listen to the names. Rawlins, Kofuo, Atamils, Mahama, Ekufuado, Ekufuado Senior, Olenu Raphael. Listen to the names I'm mentioning. Scholars. Look at the men in NDC. The men in MPP. Still, you are struggling. When you go to the north, you will realize that this whole country is a village. Deprived village. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Because yes, upon my poem, but never forget. Never forget. Say yedi wunyamia dum chuchuri form. Adum no The grace it is chikiri from and sani ebe nwenu nyamno nache nache. So when people are right and they know Christ, Christ blesses their children, Christ favors them, Christ gives them long life, Christ gives them favor. When there are but it doesn't mean they are in Christ, there wouldn't be battles, there will be very, very intense battles. But when battles come, Christ will stand with them as a warrior and fight for them. Christ will be the restorer of broken walls. Christ will be Esther's beauty. Christ will be Nehemiah's, you know, rebuilding of the walls. Christ will be Jeremiah's tears and intercession. Christ will be, you know, Daniel's standing in the gap for the nation. And Christ will be, you know, the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses, the law and order. Christ will bring structure. And you know, Jesus, this is what he will do. And so the same Christ will be our song and our prudence, wisdom, knowledge, understanding and insight will be this Jesus Christ. You can't have Christ and be a failure. Clap your hands. Stand to your feet. Thank you. Jina onazo. Wenti! Eni yake kemo debiya. Ese ni ben na binyangwa jibi. Yesu ni tu. Mumesi wane me nyansa ma odi trene. Odi trene. Ose meshida bezeli o mamani nyansa hudu osu wamfa nyene. Yes, you can never be petty. Me ma me yare ye, oma me sra me 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 pape wu ye, oma me jam me ye. Christo nti umo. No, no. Obun hu me wa, sorry be wa manti ni omo mfre me. Upe si ye fre o. Christo nti umo. Ube sumba ubi ya na abe sumba. Tiani ye! Mr. Christian too. Pettiness, pettiness. But a sister, no, didn't in one chiame. Very interesting. And then now, name a giant who knew be a starting relationship. Now, say, who's the one who knew Jay or knew be, but I know why men was that. Don't live with bitterness and pain and envy and jealousy and piffiness, because you will die early. When all these are on your head, you will die early. Yeah. Pettiness. Omo ma we ska ye juma oma mami bi. Omo yen shwe ni momo yen yimu ni pe muni yimu. There's hardy and amen peno. Did that be anke was a waye ye kese? Ne biya man samwa ya wakuma mana be jaja be jaga jaga be jaga 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 be jaga jaga jaga. Ejari ankasa. De biya basori ubi e peja num ni ujina okra we peja num e wonyamie ye ye wa ya dano zono onu zufri. Ya jini mudi ya kosu nunu onu zufri. Eh onu zufri. De biya sanyum we noto. Ebi asa boy no die sa nyom no an oto to nyom foforo obi e oji na ho anka ye pija ye yinyom no anje so no ade wo adwini mo no. This is why we don't see the glory of God. En uno nyam en uya. I'm telling you. You know, if you draw Casado, if you know, Mimpeso for our Casano sweater, Mimpe, you know, Caniano, I mean, who need to almost so green, they are too blue, so blue, the anchor, Mode, white, Toswa, the blue number, Caniano crying, I saw the nature dodo, a microphone, none what dinner dodo, I Oman Samuel Jaye. One of no cousin. Mama Chrissy, don't tell her. A cousin be one day when I was sitting next to her in a service. She said to me, Kovi, I saw him, Maddy. I can't say, yeah, this seminar betus apostle. Near Jare Omo. I know Naka. Bibia! I saw him, Mapa, see a Yamao. Very interesting. This is why these false prophets, yellow oil, green oil, so blue, 1 gallon, 3,000, 10 gallons, 30,000. Krofobe soa, kutokaya bisawomo, so blue no gallon, suma yede kwa America. Krofobe chen so blue. In the name of Yesu Moja. Mujari yo! Mujari papa. Bible what to watch enough for ticket every America bedrugana beswa subulu mojare papa mojare. And this is why we have followed nonsense into the pits. Christosom kan kanu amodewo gana han tina mu hunya me no. Saying this on authority to the wise only. Yeah. Bible anyo. So bulu ba beje. We anyo. Ujidi ene yare. Ujina he, you should lay hands on people and cast out devils from them in your family. Abijina ya no mzugu. Sana kaso angrofosi sana ya no more. Jimmy Noa. Instead of mastering the scriptures, we are following nonsense. And when you stop following Jesus, you start following madness. Ujai Yesu echidia. When we say we did damage, come back to your first love and put your house in order. Put your house in order. Your two hands are on your heart. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never anymore. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never anymore. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back. When I remember, when I remember what the Lord, I will never. No, I won't. Hey! Emma Yangira, Yampasa Yangira, Kaya Sikwamu! No. I want you to come in and rededicate your heart to the Lord. Tell Jesus, let your strength be made perfect in all my weaknesses. Strengthen me to be your pleasure. And grant me the grace to examine myself whether I am still in the faith. Yes, whether I am still in the faith. Sometimes you can be making a lot of noise, but you are off track. He said, I will say to them, I was sick, you didn't visit me. I was in the prison, you did not consider it. I was naked, you did not clothe me. I was destitute and you did not help me. And he will say, Lord, when did we see you in all this state and we didn't? He said, because you did not do it for these little ones. Because you did not do it for your neighbor. You missed me. Hey! This salvation is personal. I repeat, salvation is personal. It's personal. Speak to God on a personal note. One of the very special people in my life was Deacon Stephen Nyokanja Dinse. He joined this church 2.5 years ago. Little did I know that the Lord took him and brought him into Alabaster to prepare him this 2.5 years for his exit. Ahima imediagro. Imediagro, mediagro, mediagro. Imediagro. Every moment counts. Imediagro. If there is one thing or one place or one people that needs to be put back in order, it is Ghana. What a beautiful nation with so many prospects and blessings. Because we have rejected our God, we have become directionless. Things other people do that blesses them, we struggle with it. And we don't see results. The Bible said, pray for Jerusalem, for in its peace you shall find peace. As your hands are on your heart. I pray that God will help us to see a new Ghana. Yesterday when I saw the graduates of the University of Ghana, Lagos, I saw a new Ghana. I saw a new Ghana. The old Ghana is passed away. A generation of some very serious people. At least people who can acknowledge God. And he gives them strength, grace, wisdom, and understanding to pursue life. Can you stretch your hands and pray for Ghana? Pray for Ghana. Ask for help. May the Lord heal our land. May the Lord protect us from blatant demonic assaults. May God deliver us from every decision that will bring us to our head. There were so many people in Brazil when the carnival was taking place who were not part of it. They did not contribute to it. But when the judgment came, judgment visited them. Judgment is on its way. Ghana, God will judge all your leaders. All of them. God will judge every Ghanaian. I'm talking to you, T.D. Megan. God will judge. Do we know my big goons who are powers who fools? Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. Today, this wonderful Sunday, the 26th of March, 2023. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will smile on your people and let the word, the gospel, be our light in darkness. May we never reject you in our knowledge. For Jesus, you are our source and our life. I pray because eternal life dwells in the inside of you. Your word says that he that believes in you, out of his belly shall flow streams of living water. Let the manifestation of that promise break out this particular week in the lives of your people. Evil will not come near our dwelling. We surely will see your mighty hand at work. I make intercession for the people that are sick in Kolebu, the people that are sick in places, and the prisoner who is in prison or in the cells. I pray that your visitation will go and bring them transformation and hope. In Jesus' mighty name, I commend everybody watching us, listening to us. Let your grace bring us rest. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. This is Obatampa Radio. This is Amansan Television. This is Facebook, YouTube, Podcast, and Telegram. Good morning to all of you. It was a blessing having you to be part of the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. We transmitted live from Kwabinamponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra, Ghana. The Lord bless you. You want to join us for our offerings? 0249-80-9911-0249-80-9911. 9 or 059 229 6667. You can fellowship with us in any of our branches that is close by you. Santo at East Legon Hills, we are next to the OK Block Factory. At Pantan Junction, we are next to the Greater Grace Hospital. At Yauma Unyansana, we are at the Yauman Park. At Achiaman, we are in Achiaman Estate in the Gawest District near 3 Junction, Amasaman. In North Kanesh, we fellowship at Alabaster International School. In Sanwam, we are next to the nurses' quarters at the hospital. And you can also fellowship with us at Alabaster City. In London, we are in the Middle Park Community Center at the Middle Park Avenue in Eltham. Please do not miss that also. The grace of God will be our portion. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I love you. My name, Kofi Odro. Tomorrow, the 27th of March 2023, we are beginning our 14-day fast and prayer. Please don't miss this encounter as God's grace is being spilled all over God's people in direction in Jesus' precious name. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time. God will turn the wisdom of the wise into foolishness. Except the people that trust in him and has made God their ultimate trust. We are living in very difficult times. This time is not the time for joke. This is the time the Bible calls perilous times. I'm telling all the businessmen that are watching us that are here, I am telling you, this is the time to depend on God. This is the time. Yeah, this is the time. Anybody that depends on the arm of flesh connection only, you will fail. I'm telling you, who doesn't want to succeed? Queen died at the age of 96. She became a queen at 26. She reigned for 17 years. A debian UASI queen in India. Fly planes, fly in yachts, you know, ride horses, you know, bed hunting, jewelry, dear, forget it, gold, diamonds, and all that. Dress Okima on shattered, you know. But it went very high. Okima Dafo. It went high. Queen is coming, people line up, brave the Okima Dafo. Ubiya de Betofo. Tiri Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.